办一个有奖的这个征答比赛。
So one time there's a newspaper in London, they had this competition for answers to a question.
那这个问题呢, 就是, 哦, 对不起。 Okay. 那么就是从纽约到伦敦最短的这个捷径是什么?
So the question is, what's the shortest way from London to New York?
那很多人呢就把不同的这个答案呢寄给这个报社。So
there are people sending in many different answers to the newspaper.
那有些人可能比较有这个看很多的一个科幻的这个小说呢，就会提出很各种奇怪的这个理论哈，这个来回答这个问题哈。So
for those who are people who like science fiction, they submit various theories to answer this question.
那但是呢，最后呢，最终呢，得奖的这个答案是什么呢？
But at the end, the one who got the reward is the answer is this.
那他是说，从纽约到伦敦呢，最短的这个捷径呢，是路上呢有一个好的伴侣呢同行哈。So
the answer is that the shortest distance from New York to London is actually if you have a good companions to go with you.
那我相信这也是我们很多人的这个体验哈。And
I believe this is also what we feel and experienced.
的确，如果有时候我们要到一个很远的这个地方。It
is true. Sometimes when we travel afar.
那如果有一个很好的伴侣呢陪伴着我们哈，一个知心的朋友或者说一个很好的这个知心的这个伴侣呢陪伴着我们呢，那路途再遥远呢，也很快的就过去了。
So if we have someone who we have a good friend or someone who is intimate, we know each other intimately. So even the destination may be far world apart, but we feel it's a short distance.
那今天呢，我们在奔跑天路的这个也是这样哈。So
as we are racing toward heaven, it's the same.
那如果今天呢，我们在作为基督徒，我们在奔跑这条天路，我们有其他的这个属灵的，我们有其他的这个属灵的这个同伴呢，与我们同行的话。So
as we racing toward heaven, if we have some spiritual companions to run this race with us,
那我们就不会觉得孤单哈。We won't
feel lonely.
而且呢，我们能够彼此的这个鼓励，彼此的扶持哈。And
we can also support and encourage each other.
那所以今天要借助这个诗篇122篇呢，就是我们可看的这个善行诗的第三篇呢，来分享一个题目，就是属灵的这个同伴。So
through the passage Psalm 122, we want to share a topic. We'll share with you a topic that is the spiritual companionship.
那刚才这个小红姐妹已经为我们读了这个诗篇122篇哈。
So Sister Xiaohong has read this passage for us.
那首先呢，我们看到就是说，其实呢，之前呢，我们上两个前两个主日呢，我们看了这个诗篇120篇。So
a couple of weeks back, I think we learned the Psalm 120.
就是这个善行诗的第一篇。That
is the first Psalm of Ascents.
那么我们看到呢，诗人呢对于他所处的这个环境、处境的一个醒觉哈。So
the psalmist has a realization for the situation he's in.
那么他在急难当中呢，就求靠耶和华。In
his distress, he cried out to God for help.
啊，能够救他脱离他这个罪恶的这个困境。So
so that God can rescue him from the bind.
那么这也激励起他对神的这个渴慕哈。And
that also stir him up to seek to pursue God even more.
那在诗篇121篇呢？So
in Psalm chapter 120.
那我们就发现到这个诗人呢，他就开始往这个耶和华在耶路撒冷的这个耶和华的殿中去哈。So
we see this psalmist start marching toward the temple, the house of the Lord, in Jerusalem.
那当在路上呢，他也知道说他会遭遇到各种的这个危险。So
he realized that there will be a great dangers along the way to Jerusalem.
但是呢，他知道说神是他的帮助。
But he knows that God is his help.
那神能够保护他。
And God can help him, can protect him.
所以我们上个星期看了，他说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助乃是从造天地的耶和华而来。
So last week we read this. I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does the help, my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of the heaven and earth.
那今天呢，我们作为基督徒的
，And today as Christian we are，
我想呢，没有一件事情让我们更感到这个平安哈。
There's nothing that can make us feel more peaceful。
就是我们作为神属神的这个子民
，That is we are God's people。
那我们每一天呢，都活在神的这个保护当中。
And every day we live in the protection of our God。
可能我们不觉得哈
，Maybe we don't feel that。
啊，但是呢，神却是在那里呢，看顾二十四小时的来看顾保守我们。
But God is protecting us 24/7。
那在奔跑这条天路的时候呢
？So while we are running this race to toward heaven，
那我们看了除了神的这个保护之外哈。
So other than the protection from God，
那么。另外呢，能够帮助我们在奔跑这条天路哈。
Another thing that can help us to run this race，
就是呢，神在我们周围呢安排了许多的这个属灵的同伴。
That is God has provided us with many spiritual companions surrounding us，
使到我们能够一起的来奔跑这条天路。
So that we can run this race journey together。
那这就是我们今天所要看的这个诗篇所要给我们的这个信息。
So this is the message we will be learning from the psalm today.
那首先呢，我们看到我们应作有这个属灵的，我们应作有这个属灵的同伴呢，我们可以什么？我们能够在奔跑天路的时候呢，我们能够彼此的鼓励哈。
So first of all, we can see that while we are running the streets with the companionship, with the companions, we can encourage each other.
那这里说到呢，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
So here it says that I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
那这诗人讲到他心中欢喜快乐，因为他发现到呢，有其他的与他在一起的这个人呢，也要与他一起呢要上这个耶路撒冷去呢，来朝见神，来敬拜神哈。
So we see here the psalmist rejoices because he realized the people around him they are marching toward Jerusalem together with him.
那今天呢，同样的，我们在奔跑这条天路，我们也感谢神有这么多的弟兄姐妹哈，跟我们在一起哈。
In the same way, we thank God that we have so many brothers and sisters around us to journey on with us.
那我盼望呢，当每一个主日你们来到这里的时候
，So I hope that every Sunday when you come here,
看到这么多弟兄姐妹
，and see brothers and sisters around you，
我们能够在一起的敬拜，一起的服侍
，and we can worship together，
那你心中也是欢喜的
，and you rejoice in your heart too。
是不是？我盼望你们也是这样的这个欢喜，带着欢喜快的心哈。
I hope that you have that joyful heart when you come here.
那么这表示我们真的是在奔跑这条天路的时候呢，我们并不孤单哈。
It tells us that we are not alone while we are running in this journey.
的确呢，神知道我们的这个软弱哈。
Indeed, God knows our weakness.
虽然神会看顾会帮助我们
though God will help and it will help us，
但是有时候似乎我们看不到
there are times we don't feel we can't see
但是呢，神今天呢也在我们四周围呢安排了许多的弟兄姐妹
but then he provide brothers and sisters around us for us to see
作为我们的属灵的同伴
give us brother and sister to be our spiritual companions.
我们看到呢，的确，这个属灵的同伴是对我们基督徒的这个生活来讲是非常重要的。
So we can see indeed, spiritual companions are very important to our spiritual life.
我们绝对不能够说做一个孤单的，或者说一个自己一个人的做基督徒哈。
So we can never be a loner as a Christians.
因为我们都会有软弱，会有需要的这时刻。
Because there are times we have the need and need we need help.
然后，的确，我们需要其他的这个基督徒弟兄姐妹们呢，来帮助、来扶持我们。
And we need other people's brothers and sisters around us to support and help us.
那我们看到这个旧约的这个例子哈。
So we see an example from the Old Testament.
那就是这个以利亚先知哈。
That is the prophet Elijah.
我们看到他是大有能力的一位先知。
And we know he is a prophet with great power.
他也行了许多的神迹。
And he had performed a great many number of miracles.
但是圣经记载说有一次呢，然后这个有一个这个叫耶洗别的他这个王后呢，他要来杀害他。
So in the Old Testament, this account of Queen Jezebel is trying to was trying to kill him.
那么他就向神祷告说向神来诉苦说哈。
So he then so Elijah complained to God.
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人他们还要行说我的命。
So he said to God that I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelis have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
那以利亚刚才我们说了，他是大有能力，也行了许多的神迹的先知。
We just said that the Elijah is a prophet with great power and performed a great number of miracles.
但是他也有软弱的这个时刻。
But then he also has a moment of weakness.
那么他就在这里呢，我们看到说他向神来诉苦。
So we see that he was complaining to God at that time.
他说全以色列只剩下我一个人。
He said, there's only one left that is loyal to you, God.
那么他们还要来行说我的命哈。
And my enemies are seeking to kill me.
那么我实在支撑不了哈。
And I cannot sustain myself anymore.
那么神怎样安慰他呢？
So how does God comfort him?
他说：“当我在以色列中为自己留下7000人哈，是未曾向巴利弃婿的，未曾向巴利亲嘴的哈。”
So God replied, I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees has not been bowed down to Baal and whose mouth has not kissed him.
所以神让他看见到说不只是他一个人向神祭中，神还有其他7000的人呢，这个属神的人呢，也跟他一样呢向神祭中的。
So God let Elijah see that not only he is a loyal to God, there are 7,000 other people, God's people that are loyal to God, just like him.
那么这安慰了这个以利亚的心。
This comfort the heart of Elijah.
让他感觉到不再孤单。
So he won't feel lonely anymore.
让他能够重新的得力。
And he will regain his strength.
那就在新约我们也看到另外一个例子。
And in New Testament we see another example.
就是保罗。
That is example Paul.
我想呢，就是除了这个耶稣基督之外呢，这个保罗呢可以算是最属灵的一个基督徒，最有能力的基督徒。
I think probably other than Jesus Christ himself, Paul probably is one of the most spiritual person.
那我们可能会觉得说他，他不需要其他的弟兄姐妹。
We probably don't think he needs other brothers and sisters.
但是从他的所写的书信当中呢，他讲说呢，他说我们从前呢，就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得着安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。但那安慰丧气之人的神呢，借着提多来安慰了我们，不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰了我们，因他把你们的想念哀动和向我发的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
So in his letter to a Corinthian church, he said, for when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort you had given him. He told us about your longing for me, your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever. So we see that even Paul needs the spiritual companions.
那这里这段经文特别他提到呢，这个提多哈，在他那里呢，以他交通分享弟兄姐妹们对他的这个想念哈。So
especially here he told us that Titus shared about the brother and sister who are longing for him.
所以他就心中欢喜快乐。So
that Paul had the great joy in his heart.
那今天呢，我们神把我们放在一起。So
today God put us together here.
那就是让我们能够彼此成为这个属灵的同伴。So
that we can become companion, a spiritual companionship.
那所以呢，今天我们作为基督徒的参加教会的聚会是最重要的。So
it is very important for us to attend our meetings together with our brothers and sisters.
是我们基督徒属灵成长的一个很重要的因素。It
is one of the very important factors in our spiritual growth.
那但是在这里呢，我要提醒一下，就是当我们在彼此作为这个属灵同伴的时候。So
one thing I would like to remind you is that while we are our companions to each other.
那我们也要学习彼此的鼓励哈。We
need to learn how to encourage each other.
就好像这个诗人呢，在诗篇这一开始的时候就说：“人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。”Just
like the psalmist started this psalm saying that I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
这是一句鼓励的话。This
is a word of encouragement.
让我们一起到神的殿中一些敬拜。Let
us go to the house of the Lord and worship together.
那我想呢，今天教会有时候会有一些的这个问题哈。I
think there are times the church have issues.
那其中一个原因呢，我们讲这个批评或者论断埋怨不满的话呢，多于我们讲这个鼓励的话哈。So
one of the problem is that we have the criticism and also complaints. Often we say those things more than encouragement.
那我不是说在这里，我不是说我们就不能够讲一些我们不满的话哈。It
is not saying that we cannot express dissatisfactory feelings.
但是如果我们能够想一想哈。But
if we think about that.
在我们还没有讲这些批评论断或不满的话之前呢，我们可以想一想我们。
Before we utter those words of complaints, we have to think about whether we have encouraged or helped those people who serve.
那如果他们做得不好，我们是否有帮助过他呢？
If they have not done well, have we actually helped them?
那么当然呢，我们在这个教会当中呢，我们都有一种鼓励人的这个态度哈。
We all have the attitude of encouragement in church.
每一个人都需要鼓励。We
all need encouragement.
我作为牧者，我也需要鼓励。Even
for pastors, we need encouragement.
做长老执事的也需要弟兄姐妹们的鼓励。And
for those elders and deacons, they also need the encouragement from brothers and sisters.
那我们作为信徒的，作为弟兄姐妹们的，你们也需要鼓励。And
for brothers and sisters, we all need encouragement from each other.
所以让我们呢，真的是学习能够在这个教会当中呢，彼此的鼓励哈，能够一起的往前哈。So
let us learn to encourage each other, and we can journey on together.
那第二呢，作为这个彼此的这个属灵的同伴呢，我们要彼此的这个建造。So
spiritual companions, we need to build up each other.
那么这里说，耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。耶路撒冷被建造，如同年落整齐的一座城。So
here it says that our feet are standing in your gate, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
那我不晓得有谁到过耶路撒冷吗？I
don't know who has been to Jerusalem here.
没有人到。有人哈 ，OK， 有一姐妹
做。That's a sister went there.
OK， 那当然呢，如果我们有机会呢，都应当去哈。
I think if we have opportunity, we should all go visit.
我和苏母我们也都想去哈。
Mrs. Chen and myself would like to go too.
那但是呢，因为目前我们还是这个拿着绿卡。
But because we are now have the green card.
我们是马来西亚的这个护照哈。
We're still a Malaysian passport.
你不敢想象，就是我们作为拿着马来西亚的护照，唯一一个国家我们不能够去的就是以色列。
You may not know that the only country we cannot visit with that Malaysian passport is Israel.
Yeah, 所有的世界每个国家那个地方我们都可以去，但是以色列我们就不能够去。
We can go visit any countries except Israel.
可能我需要放弃这个马来西亚的这个护照哈，拿这个美国的护照。
Maybe I need to switch over to American passport instead of holding on to this Malaysian passport.
那当然了，在这个耶路撒冷呢，当在这个大卫的这个时刻，在所罗门的这个时刻，这是一幅这个关于这个耶路撒冷的这个城哈。
So in the time of David and Solomon, this is a picture of the picture of Jerusalem.
那当然，这跟现在呢是不太一样啊。
Obviously, this is very different from the Jerusalem today.
那我们看见到呢，当这个诗人呢，当他去到这个耶路撒冷。朝圣的时候，他看见到这个耶路撒冷作为一座城啊，它是被建造整齐的一座城哈。
So we can imagine this psalmist who, when he visited Jerusalem, he saw that Jerusalem is a well-built city.
那意思就是说呢，它耶路撒冷是建造完整的一座城哈。
So the church is built completely. It's closely compacted together.
那我相信呢，教会也应当是如此。
I believe the church should also be like that.
那今天呢，我们作为教会，我们是这个教会不是一座的建筑物，而是由我们众弟兄姐妹们组织成的。
So the church today we are talking about is not the building, but also but consists of brothers and sisters that assembled together.
那我们要问的就是说，我们有没有像诗人一样诗人所说的像？我们的教会像耶路撒冷一样是联络整齐的这个教会。
So, we need to think about whether our church is like the psalmist here describing the Jerusalem that is closely compacted together.
那当然呢，我们要承认我们有不完整的这个地方。
Of course, we need to admit that we are not complete.
可能呢，在天堂的这一边呢，我们永远不会达到一个联络整齐的这个地步。
So that on the side of on this earth, we may never achieve that complete perfection.
那么，所以有人说哈。
So the people are saying this.
那今天呢，如果你要去找一间的教会。
So they're saying that if you want to find a church,
那不要找一间十全十美的这个教会。
Don't try to look for a perfect church.
一方面，你永远不会找到一间十全十美的教会。
Because on the one hand, you will never find such a perfect church.
那即使你找到一间十全十美的这个教会，
but even if you could find a perfect church,
那你也不要去参加哈。
Please don't attend them.
因为你不完美。
Because you are imperfect.
你要参加就会造成这个教会的那间教会的不完美。
If you attend the church, that church will be won't be perfect anymore.
那但是这不应当成为我们的一个借口了。
But of course, this should not be an excuse for us.
那我们要靠着主的恩典哈。
By the grace of God.
那我们要不断的追求与其他的弟兄姐妹呢，能够建立一个亲密并且和谐的关系哈。
We need to pursue this close.And peaceful relationship with brothers and sisters.
另外呢，我们也能够应用神所赐给我们的这个恩赐呢，一起来建造主的这个教会。
In addition, we need to use the gifts from God to build up the church together.
那第三呢，我们也看到说，作为属灵的同伴呢，我们要彼此的这个合一。
Thirdly, we see that as our spiritual companions, we need to keep the unity together.
这里说众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名，因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
So the verses here says that that is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stands the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
那这里呢，诗人描述说，从各支派的人朝圣客呢，他们到耶路撒冷呢去敬拜。
So it says here the pilgrims are from all different tribes come to Jerusalem.
那他们来自不同的这个背景。
They came from a different background.
不同的地方。
From different places.
那但他们来到耶路撒冷的时候呢
？But when they come to Jerusalem,
他们发现到他们都是属于神的这个子民。
They realize they are all God's chosen people.
他们都是一体的。
They are one in his house.
他们在神的面前呢，不再分他们是属于哪一个宗派的啊，哪一个支派的。
So before God, they don't distinguish themselves from one another by the tribes they belong to.
他们能够在一起的来敬拜神。
They can worship God together.
那今天呢，我们也的确感谢神哈。
And today we also give thanks to God.
啊，当我看下去的时候呢
，When I look into this the church.
那我们有来自不同国家的。
We see people from different countries.
有大陆的。
From China.
有台湾的。
Taiwan.
香港的。
Hong Kong.
那我和这个师母是从马来西亚来的。
And my wife and I come from Malaysia.
那还有其他从别的地方来的吗？除了这几个所讲的这几个国家。
Other than those countries, anyone from different ones, different countries?
有没有
？Anyone?
没有。
That's about it.
Yeah, 但是无论我们来自哪里呢，我们在这里呢，我们都是神的这个子民，都是神的儿女哈。
Wherever we come, we came from, we are all children of God.
那我们在这里就不再分彼此。
So we don't, we are one together.
我们不。我们都是神的儿女，我们在这里一起的敬拜神。
We are children of God and worship, and we worship together.
那今天呢，我相信呢，没有一件事情呢，比这个合一的，对教会来讲呢，没有一件事情呢，比合一的见证呢，来得更加重要。
So I think there's no more, there's no more important testimony we have for the church, other than we are united.
那但是合一容易吗？
But is unity easy to achieve?
那我们都知道说合一是不容易的。
Unity is not easy, we all know that.
很多时候呢，如果不小心的话呢，魔鬼可以借助一件小事情呢，来破坏我们教会的合一。
So if we are careless about this, Satan can destroy us with one little thing.
那所以呢，这个圣经呢就提醒我们哈，保罗说：“我为主的被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。”
So that's why Paul exhorted us, saying that as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.By completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bound of peace.
那今天呢，我们在这个在教会里面与其他弟兄姐妹们在一起的时候呢
？So when we are together with other brothers and sisters in church,
那我们要学习，就好像这保罗在这里所讲的，要学习这个谦虚。要有温柔忍耐的和这个爱心哈，互相的宽容。
So we need to learn just like what Paul teaches us here today. Need to be humble, gentle, and patient.
那用和平彼此联络哈。
And to keep the unity through the bound of peace.
那最后呢，我们来看，就是说，我们作为这个属灵的同伴呢，我们也要彼此的代求哈。
So lastly, we also want to see that as spiritual companions, we need to pray for each other.
那这里 诗人说，你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
So the passage, verse 6 through 9 says this, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within the citadel. For the sake of the family and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
所以诗人的呼吁啊，来为这个耶路撒冷来求平安哈。
So the psalmist call out to God and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
那他也深信呢，那些为耶路撒冷求平安、求祝福的人呢，爱耶路撒冷的人呢，他们也必蒙神的祝福哈。
And the psalmist believe also deeply that those who pray for the blessings and for Jerusalem, they will be blessed too.
那今天呢，我相信神今天把我们放在一起，在这个教会里面。
So I believe when God put us together in this church.
那其中一点我们可以为这个教会、为众弟兄姐妹们做的，就是能够为这个教会来代求。
So one thing you can do for the church is to pray for the church.
那就好像这里所求的，能够求平安，能够叫这个教会呢，能够兴旺。
So you can pray for the peace of the church and also prosperities of the church.
那今天呢，也为有需要的这个弟兄姐妹们呢，我们能够彼此的这个代祷。
And we also pray for those brothers and sisters who are in need.
那么今天呢，我作为牧者的，我也需要你们的祷告。
So as a pastor, I also need your prayer.
我相信呢，在这教会做长职的啊，也需要你们的祷告。
And I believe elders and deacons of the church also need your prayer.
那么你们作为弟兄姐妹，作为在这里的，作为教会的一员的，你们也需要牧者或者长职为你们祷告。
And as a members of the church, I believe you also need the prayer from the pastors, elders, and deacons.
那这是我们基督徒所应当做的。
And these are the things we are Christians ought to do.
那保罗呢，作为这个一个被主所使用的，他也常常邀请呢这个信徒为他祷告。
So Paul, as one who used greatly by God, he also requests the prayer from other brothers and sisters.
他说：“靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才。”能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
So that's why he said that, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given to me, so that I will be fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.For which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
那今天我们教会在星期三晚上的时候有这个祷告会。
So we have on Wednesday we have prayer meeting at church.
那我们也为做教会为做弟兄姐妹们的需要祷告。
In there we pray for the need of church and brothers and sisters of the church.
那可能你不能来参加这个祷告会。
Maybe you cannot make it to the prayer meeting.
那你也能够在你的这个在家中或者在日常的生活当中，也能够记得这个教会的这个需要，记得弟兄姐妹的需要，也为做教会和弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Then you also need to remember the need of church and brothers and sisters of the church, and remember them in your prayer during the week.
那我相信呢，特别我们教会呢，正在聘请这个牧师的这个当中呢，我们更需要弟兄姐妹们的这个祷告。
And especially when we are calling a pastor at this time, we need very much the prayer of brothers and sisters.
那从这一段的这个诗篇当中，我们看到了这个属灵同伴的这个重要。
So from this psalm, we see the importance of spiritual companions.
的确，我们当然在这个奔跑天路的时候，我们有神的这个看顾与保守。
It's true that on the way to as we are running this race, we have the help from help from God.
那我们也需要这个属灵的同伴，让我们能够一起的扶持彼此，一起的学习。
So, but we also need the spiritual companions who can support and we can learn together.
那有几方面呢，在这里在提醒大家的，我们能够彼此的鼓励，多讲鼓励的话，当我们想要批评论断的时候呢，我们能够先祷告。So,
there's a couple of reminders. First of all, we need to encourage each other. So before we criticize or judge people, let's pray first before we do that.
那么因为可以预防我们讲出一些我们不应当讲的话。
That will prevent us from saying something that is inappropriate.
因为真的是我们的话一讲出去的话呢，就收不回来了，很多时候。Because it is when we say it cannot
retract.
所以我们能够先来到神面前祷告。
So we want to make sure to pray before God first.
那让求神呢赐给我们适当的这个言语。So
that we pray that God will give us the proper words.
那第二呢，我们也能够彼此的建造。Secondly,
we need to build up each other.
那么我们这个教会，我们不是很大，但是我们都需要弟兄姐妹们一起的参与。
So though this is not a big church, but we need a brother and sister to participate.
我们能够参与一样的这个事工。
We should participate in at least one ministry.
那至少我们也能够为这个教会来祷告。
At least you can pray for the church.
或者也能够鼓励那些在服事的人。
Or to encourage those people serving in the church.
那可能很多时候我们想到要参与这个事工的时候，哎呀，我们觉得说我们都不会啊，都不懂得怎样服侍。
So there are times you may feel that I don't know what to do, I don't have any gift to serve the church.
那但是呢，我想如果你有一个学习的心呢，神能够使用你。
But I believe you have the heart to learn, God can also use you.
那第三呢，就是彼此的合一。
Thirdly, is the unity with each other.
让我们能够常常的审查自己，我们的言语行为上，在言语行为上，我有什么难主教会的合意没有？
So reflect upon ourselves whether see what we say or do that will hinder the unity of the church.
那最后呢，我们也能够彼此的代求，让我们常为教会和个别有需要的这个信徒呢祷告。
Lastly, we also need to pray for each other, for the need of our brothers and sisters.
那我相信呢，当我们这样做的时候呢，
I believe if we do things like this,
那我们作为教会整体的这个教会呢，
so as church as a whole,
那我们能够一起的这个成长，
we can all grow together.
那我们能够一起的。
And we can run this race journey together. Let's pray.
天父上帝啊，我满心感谢你，今天再次借着你的话语，再次的来教导提醒我们。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. You have teach and encourage us through the verses we just learned.
我们围坐你的看顾与保守，感谢你。
We give thanks for your watching over and safekeeping.
我们也围着你所安排在我们周围的 许多的弟兄姐妹们，作为我们属灵的这个同伴，我们感谢你。
So we also give thanks to you for the brothers and sisters you place around us as our spiritual companions.
天父啊，让我们能够在这样 彼此作为属灵同伴的时候呢，我们能够学习 彼此的这个鼓励。
Heavenly Father, as we help us to learn as companions with each other. We can learn to encourage each other. We can build up each other. We can keep this unity. And we can pray for each other.
天父啊，我们将我们每一位，将我们作为整体的教会都完全的仰望交托。
So we commit the church as a whole into your hand.
需求天父你自己来祝福。
We seek the blessing of your blessing for each and every one of the members of the church. So the church may have the peace from you.
也能够降言教会能够得以兴旺。
So the church may be revived.
能够荣耀你的圣名。
And glorify your holy name.
我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.